Okay, so we're going to learn a little bit today, Mitzvah Shem, about the sugya of Tfilas HaDerech. We're going to start in the Gemara a little bit before the Gemara starts with Tfilas HaDerech. Start with the Tfilah Ktzara and try and see a little bit how the sugya comes together. A little bit of lamdas, a little bit of technical Minayu Bei things, and a little bit of Halacha L'maisa. So the Gemara starts off. Let's see, where should we start over here? Tana Rabbanan, in the third wide line of the Gemara. Hamahalich b'makom gedudei chayev v'listin, mispal tefilah ktzara. Person who's walking in a dangerous place where there's wild animals and robbers, so he should daven a tefilah ktzara, meaning if the time comes that he has to daven shmona esrei, so he doesn't have to daven a full shmona esrei, he davens a tefilah ktzara. This is a tefilah ktzara. So the Gemara wants to know, what does he say in his tefilah ktzara? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, asei ritzoncha v'shamayim imal, okay, one version of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, Vasi Mehira Bakashasam, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomei Tfilo. A second version, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaduk Omer, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, Vasi Mehira Bakashasam, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomei Tfilo. Achirim Omrim, Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubin, Vedaitam Ktzara, Yiratzim Mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetite Nukol Echad Ve'echad Kitei Parnasaso, we have all these different versions over here of the Tfilah Ktzara. Amar Rav Huna, halachik ke'achirim. So that's for sure, everything we've learned up until now is for sure talking about Tfilah Ktzara. Okay. Amar le Eliyahu le Rav Yehuda, achua de Rav Salah Chasida. So Eliyahu Navi comes to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, and he tells him the following, lo tirtach v'lo techti, lo tirvi v'lo techti. That a person should not get angry, because if he gets angry, it could lead him to sin. So if you won't get angry, you won't sin. And don't get drunk, and you also won't sin. And he has another piece of advice. Kshata yotzei l'derech, himalech b'koncha v'tzei. And when you go out to travel, himalech b'koncha, Rashi says himalech means tol rishus, ask permission of your creator, and then go out on the derech, himalech b'koncha v'tzei. Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, zu tfilah saderech. This is the Tfilah Saderech. I mean, that's what you do for Tfilah Saderech. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rav Chista, kol yotzi l'derech, tzarech li'ispal Tfilah Saderech. Anybody who goes out to travel has to daven a Tfilah Saderech. My Tfilah Saderech, what is that Tfilah? Yiratzu b'fanecha Hashem elokai, shetolicheni l'shalom, tatzideni l'shalom, tismecheni l'shalom, v'tatzileni mikaf kol oye v'orev v'derech, v'tishlach bracha v'maase yaday, v'titzneni l'chenu chesel racham v'yinecho v'yinecho rawai, baruch atah Hashem, shomei Tfilah. Rabbi, so that's the nusach of Tfilah Saderech. Rabbi says, "La'olam nishtif inish nafshei b'hadi tzibura." Don't say it the way we just said it out. A person should say everything in plural so that it can be mishtatef with the tzibur. Hechi neima yiratzon mefanecha Hashem elokeinu shetolichinu l'shalom v'chulei. Everything b'lashon rabin. Emas matzli. When do you daven Tfilah Saderech? I'm Rabbi Yaakov. I'm Rav Chista. Misha shemahalich b'derech. You daven it from the time that you leave to journey. Ad kama and Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Chista ad parsa, until a parsa. Hechi matzila, in what fashion do you daven it? Rav Chista amar me'umad, Rav Shesha amar filu mehalich. Rav Chista says you have to daven it standing up still, and Rav Shesha says you can daven tefilas haderech even when you're walking. Okay, and then the Gemara has a little mice over here, they were doing it together, and everybody stopped. So, in terms of... we'll start one by one. Before we put the whole sugya together, everything we just read, let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, we have one Rashi that we already saw. Rashi says, Himalech, which Rashi explains, Tol Rishus, the after Isker Rishus. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, Ad Parsa? When the Gemara says that you can say Tefilah Saderech up until a Parsa, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Ad Parsa, Avalola Acher Shehalach Parsa, that's a time limit. That if a person has already traveled a parsa of his journey and he hasn't said Tfilah Saderech yet, so then he missed his opportunity. This Shita of Rashi is also quoted by the Mordechai, that a person has within the first parsa to say Tfilah Saderech, after that, you missed your chance, it's over. Okay, we'll have to see why that is. U'bahag befarish, Rashi quotes the Bahag, was a different Shita. Ad kama yevakesh leilich shehet sarich li'spalel ad parsa. How long of a distance does a person have to travel in order to be chayiv in a tefilas haderech? So there, the Gemara is saying ad parsa, meaning if you're traveling for at least a parsa, then you have to say Tefillah Sederach. If you're traveling for a distance that's less than a parsa, then there is no chiyuv of Tefillah Sederach. Afilu ein lo leilech ela ad parsa, aval derech pachos mi parsa, in tzarech leispal Tefillah zu. So, there's a machlokes here between Rashi and the Bahag. What does ad parsa mean? Does it mean that you have to daven within the first parsa? If you didn't, you missed. Or is it telling them something totally different? The Bahag says it's telling us that a person only has to say Tefillah Sederach if his distance that he's traveling is going to be at least a parsa. Yeah, Matt.
So according to Rashi, if I walk from here to the dorms, I have to say Tefillah Sederach?
Oh, so the question is, according to Rashi, does he also not hold of any minimum shiur? Or maybe Rashi would agree also. It's not clear to me. Maybe Rashi would also agree that you need to travel at least a parsa, but he's just pointing out that when you say Tefillah Sederach, it has to be within the first parsa. Rashi doesn't tell us if there's a minimum or not. Maybe you could say an Echinami, like you're saying. Maybe Rashi says as soon as you go anywhere, you have to say Tefillah Sederach. It's not clear. Sorry? Constantly. I mean, you have to travel somewhere. But you're right. Any travel, even the smallest amount, maybe you could say, according to Rashi, would require Tefillah Sederach. If you take a look in the Rush also quotes this machlokes between Rashi and the Bahag. The Rush in our parak in Siman Yudkas. In Siman Yudkas, is that correct? Yeah. And the Rush asks the Kasha on Rashi. He quotes, I don't know, we all have different sources of dafs over here in the Rush, but the Rush on Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. The Rush says, Bahag Kasav. The Bahag writes, Mishi yesh lo leilech parso yoser yevarech, aval pachos miparsa eno mevarech. He quotes the sheet of the Bahag that, like Rashi said, if you're traveling at least a parsa, then you have to feel sederech, otherwise not. V'yesh mefarshim, ad kam nidon oso be'achiza sederech, v'yachol levarech oso ad parsa. Kolomar besoch parsa rishona yachol omar, aval la'achar parsa lo. So Yesh Mefarshim, he quotes the sheet of Rashi, that you only have the first parsa within which to make the bracha. After that, you missed your opportunity. And says the Rush, V'nir Perish Bahag Iker. The Rush likes the Bahag. He passes like the Bahag. Why? Yimish L'dayin Alechas Harbeh. Lama Lo Yavarich. That if a person has a long trip that he's taking, and he's a parsa into the trip, or a parsa and a bit into the trip, why shouldn't he make the bracha? Aval kishyesh lo leilech pachos mi parsa, b'karov le'ir, lo havi makom sakana v'ein sarach levarich. Says the Rush, that if you're within a parsa of your destination, so within a parsa of the city, that's not a makom sakana, so then there's no tefillah sederach. But if you're not yet within a parsa of your destination, even if you're beyond a parsa from the place where you left, so the Rush says, like the Bahag, it makes much more sense, of course you could still say tefillah sederach. You have to say the tefillah sederach for the sakana that you're going to have between now, even though you're past the first parsa, and the point where you get to within a parsa of your destination. So I think over here we have the core of fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag, the way the Rush explains. Rashi holds that this whole concept of Tefillah Sederach is not necessarily a shmirah. Rashi told us what he thinks it is. He told us it's a Netilas Rishus. That's the lesson of Rashi. Himalech bekoncha, and this is the Pashup Shad in the word of Himalech, Rashi says, Tol Rishus. You're asking Rishus of Hashem that you can leave. And if you're asking Rishus of Hashem you can leave, so when do you do that? When you're leaving. You have to do it. Now, within the first parsa. But if you pass the first parsa, so it's not shaykh anymore to ask Rishus for Hashem to leave. You left! What are you going to ask Rishus for? You left already! But the Bahag and the Rush will know, Tefillah Sederach is not such a Tefillah Rishus, you know, asking Hashem Rishus that I could leave. Tefillah Sederach is, look at the Lashon of Tefillah Sederach, it's a Tefillah that Hashem should protect me on my way. So as long as I'm traveling and there's a potential Sakana involved in my travels, so then I have to say Tefillah Sederach, that Hashem should protect me. There's still a danger. So why? That's what the Rosh asked. There's still a danger. Why wouldn't I say Tefillah Sederach? I'm traveling 100 parsas. I went one parsa. I went two parsas. I still have 98 left. There's a sakana over here. I have 97 parsas of sakana until I get to a parsa within my destination. So of course you have to say Tefillah Sederach. What's Rashi going to answer? So lichora, Rashi's going to answer that no, that the whole concept of Tefillah Sederach is a Netilas Rishus. And this is found in the Meiri. Yeah, Michael.
Even according to Rashi, though, wouldn't you then need to get Rishus from where you are at until the rest of it?
No, it's a Netilas Rishus to leave. You take your Rishus of Hashem to leave, and you already left.
You're somewhere new now. Maybe you'll leave where you are now.
No, I mean, if you're walking on the street, you're not like leaving the street. You're walking on the street. When you're in your house, you're leaving your house. When you're in the city, you're leaving the city. When you're in the street, you're not leaving the street. You're going on the street. So, if you look in the Meiri, or if you looked in the Meiri, and even if you didn't look in the Meiri, it's still there. Yeah. The Meiri brings down here all the shittas in our Gemara. And let's see. I actually should ask you to bring the other one, because when I saw it on the other one. I have to find it on the new source and after. What? Yeah, you want to just show me where it is over here? It's hard to. Thank you. So the Meiri over here brings down all the shitas, and he says, we're not going to go through the whole thing, just in terms of this one shita of Rashi. Okay, I should have taken the other one. Sorry. Okay, whatever. This chat is in the mirror. Yeah? I can't find it right now. I'm sorry. I didn't see it since. Oh yeah. Oh, very good. Shkoyach. Thank you, Eli. Oh, you can underline it for me. That'd be great. So the Meiri says, can I just go to your underlines, or do I have to actually read it? Okay, so here he quotes the Bahag, but where's the Meiri that I'm looking? Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to read the whole paragraph. The Meiri says like this: Kol yotzei l'derech tzarich shiyispal tefilas haderech. Omer yiratzu mefanecha Hashem Elokai shetolifinu l'shalom tavidinu l'shalom tzmichinu l'shalom takzirinu v'vesu l'shalom l'chaim etatzlinu mikaf kol oyev v'orev v'derech t'nin l'chen l'ches l'rachim m'minecha v'necho ro'ai baruch at Hashem shmei tefilah. Ve'eno omer ad shiyafzik b'derech ad parsa u'pirusho l'mahalach yom. Misham ve'eloch ein zen nimloch bekono ve'ino omra. So the Ish Mefarshim, this is Rashi's shita, that if a person didn't make tefilas haderech when he left within the first parsa, from that point onwards, it's no longer nimloch bekono. It's no longer in the tefilas roshos to leave, and therefore ein omra. So you don't say it. That's the pshat in Rashi. It really just sticks in this word that the reason, according to Rashi, that you don't say it past the first parsa, because then it's no longer in the tefilas roshos. It's no longer Nimloch Bekono. It says no longer Nimloch Bekono, thank you. So then there's no reason to say it. Now, just Derech Agav, it's very strange. Like, you're like knocking on God's door, so to speak, and asking him, you know, Netilas Rishus, can I leave? If you ask for Netilas Rishus, and this I heard some guys say in Seder, like, if the whole thing is I'm asking permission to leave, so how do you know if you should leave or not? Or you don't really get a response, you know? I never got a response, at least. So the tzlach over here is bothered by that question. Sorry?
If you say the bach, it is just to eat the food. God doesn't say, okay, go for it.
I mean, I don't know who says brachas netilas for just to eat the food.
A matir.
The brach is a matir. I don't know if the netilas for just and a matir are the same thing. I'll read you what the tzlach says. I'll read you the way he formulates the kasha. The tzlach says like this: Himalech bekon chavitzei. Loshon himalech mashma shiis ya'etz im yetzei olo. Himalech sounds like you're asking advice. Should I go out or should I not go out? Should I journey or should I not journey? So, if that's what I'm asking, so I need an answer. Dimlokein havelei lemeimar uchshata yotzei laderech hispal lifnei kon chavetzai. If that's not what it means, says the tzlach, so the Gemara should just say, when a person goes out to travel, so then he should be mispalal to Hashem, and then he should leave. Avaloshon himalech haynu etza unetilos rishos. The loshon of himalech means to ask permission and to take advice. So if I'm trying to get advice, where do I get it? How's a person supposed to know if he received the rishus or not? So the tzlach says, we're not going to go through the whole tzlach, but he says a very fascinating idea. This idea is also found in the shlah. The tzlach says that he himself found it in the shlah afterwards, and then if you look in the poskim over here, in the Nosi Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, they bring down the shlah, that the shlah says, and this is what the tzlach says on his own, he says, "Im yiresh etfilas haderech shigur b'fiv yetzer, v'imlav al yetzer." If a person sees that the tefilas haderech comes out, you know, it flows out. It's like, you know, I don't even know what it's like. but it just it flows out very naturally and very fluidly, very fluently. So then he knows that it's a green light. If he's stumbling over the words and he can't remember and this and that, so then the answer is no. That's the way the Tzach says, and that's also brought from the Shla. I don't know about sneezing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you still have your sneezing. What?
What?
Uh-huh, I'm not sure. At the end of the fifth guy. Okay, let's take a look. I'm not sure. But maybe that's where he gets it from. But that's the way the Tzlach and the Shla. Oh, so the Shla, they're posting this down from the Shla, and they say it's down. The Tzlach says that since I saw it in the Shla, I was so happy that I thought this on my own, and I saw it in the Shla, and I was very happy I was mechaving to the Shla. But since the Shla already said the whole thing, so now I need to be Mosif, you know, my own Knech into the Vur, and then he basically says, as you just said, that it's not Shaiach for everybody. This is like Eliyahu Navi is coming to. Is coming to Rav Yehuda. What's for Eliyahu Navi's coming to Rav Yehuda? Eliyahu Navi's telling him that you should do this because you're on the Madriga that you'll get an answer. But the rest of us, we're not holding by that, so then we're not necessarily going to be holding. But the Shla doesn't say that. The Shla doesn't say it's limited to people who have a Gilu Eliyahu.
So why do we say it according to that?
So first of all, we have to see if we pass him like Rashi or not. And second of all, the Shla is not limiting it to the way that Tzlach limits it. Yeah, questions? Yeah, Matt.
What was the thing about sneezing? I don't get it.
Did I say sneezing?
What did you say?
Did you say sneezing?
No, I didn't. If you sneeze fluently, then...
No, if you say it fluently, if you say it in a fluent type of way, then you know that Hashem is telling you have rishus to travel. If you're stumbling over the words, and you're not saying it in a fluent type of way, so then... So then, you can hold it. So then, it's a red light. Don't go. So that seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag, and I think that that's a nice pshat from the Tzlach in terms of how you could say that this is Matilas Rishos. Now the Ritva and the Sugya, he seems to combine both shitas. He quotes the Bahag, and then he says v'hanachon d'hachi pirusha. He says the proper pshat in the Gemara is as follows: Ad kama havi achizas haderech. Sheyesh lo levarich lechatchila u'mahadri ad parsa. Kilomar, besoch ha-parsa rishona yesh lo omra lechatchila. Aval im shachach velo omar osa besoch ha-rishona, omar osa, achar kach, ama sheyesh lo lechas. Kol zman sherav mimenu aderech, ad shizkar v'machum shoholich. So the Ritva learns when the Gemara says ad parsa, it doesn't mean what the Bahag says it means. It doesn't mean that if the journey is a journey of a parsa, so then you say Tefillah Sederech, and if not, not. The Gemara is telling you that lichatchila, when should you make Tefillah Sederech? Lichatchila, you should make Tefillah Sederech within the first parsa. B'di'evet, now the Rush, when he explains the Bahag Shita, the Rush also says this in the Bahag. But the Ritva is learning the Gemara, learning Pshat in the Gemara differently. The Bahag learns Pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is telling me, ad parsa, meaning if the whole trip is going to be a parsa, so then you say Tefillah Sederech. If it's not going to be a parsa, then not. The Ritva is not learning that way. The Ritva is saying that when it says ad parsa, the Gemara is telling you lechatchila, you should make the bracha within the first parsa. That's what ad parsa is. It's telling me what's the din lechatchila. But the Ritva says that b'di'evet, if you didn't make the bracha within the first parsa, then you have the right to make the bracha sometime throughout the rest of your trip. Yeah, Eitan.
What do you mean when you say it's a combination of Rashi and Bahag?
Oh, so what do I mean when I say could it be a combination? Perhaps a combination of Rashi and Bahag. Now Rashi says you have only within the first parsa. The Bahag says that you have, that parsa is telling me that if the trip is a parsa, and the Rush says that, you know, the Bahag would tell you maybe to make the bracha as soon as possible in the first parsa, but if not, you can make it b'di'evit even afterwards. But he learns pshat in the Gemara, according to the Bahag, of ad parsa means telling me about the trip. It's not telling me when to say the bracha, it's telling me the length of the trip. It's not telling me at which point in the trip to make the bracha. So the Ritva is telling me that we learn the Gemara ad parsa, it's telling me at which point in the trip to make the bracha, like Rashi learns. But he doesn't limit it to Rashi, meaning Rashi says you make the bracha in the first parsa of the trip, and if you didn't, then b'di'evet, you lost. The Ritva says you make the bracha in the first parsa of the trip, lechatchila, b'di'evet, if you didn't make the bracha in the first parsa of the trip, the Ritva says then b'di'evet, you can make it even later. So I think that there's two ways to formulate the Ritva. You could either say that the Ritva is a combination, you have two dinim according to the Ritva, two dinim of Tefillah Sederech. One is that lechatchila you should make it within the first parsa because then it serves also as a Netilas Rishos. If you didn't say it within the first parsa, b'diavad, you could say it even after the first parsa, when there's no longer an atilas rishos, but you still have the sakana, the tefillah, mishum sakana element of it, that the bahag has. That's one way to say the ritva. You don't have to say the ritva that way. You could say the ritva a different way. You could say the ritva is totally like the bahag, in the sense that the ritva holds, the whole thing is a tefillah mishum sakana. So he holds that you should say it lichatkila as soon as you leave, as soon as possible, for the sakana of the whole trip. If you didn't say it within the first parsa, b'diavad, you could still say it on whatever sakana remains. One second, just one point, and then I'll come to you, Simcha. Why would I prefer to say it the first way? Why would I prefer to say that there's two dinim over here according to the ritva? Because the Rush says that once you're within a parsa of your destination, so then there's no longer a sakana. So it sounds like within a parsa of a city, and this is brought down in the poskim also, within a parsa of the city, there is no sakana. The sakana only comes when you leave the perimeter, the parsa perimeter of the city. So if that's the case, so the ritva says, if the ritva agrees to that assumption, so the chathila, you should make it within the first parsa. Why? There's no sakana yet. So you could say, okay, you're making it on the future sakana. You could also say, no, that the ritva holds that you should make it within the first parsa, because he holds like Rashi, that you need an itilas rishos. And then that'll serve also on the future sakana. If you didn't make it within the first parsa, you leave, you could still make it because he also holds like the bahag, there's an itilas rishos element, and there's also a tefillah mishum sakana element. Possibly. Okay, it's not mukhrach either way in the ritva, I'm just giving possibilities. Yeah, see.
Could you say that itilas rishos could even be after the first parsa of the b'diavad?
Could you say that? I don't think so. I don't think you could say that. Nitzilas Rishos means I'm asking permission to leave. If you left, so then over. You missed it. You left already. I think it's hard to say something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Tfilis,
you're still going.
You're still going, but you're not asking Rishos anymore. You're asking Rishos to leave. So you're not asking. If I'm halfway between here and.
Is it Rishos to leave or Rishos to travel?
Rishos to leave. Himalif Mekonka Vitzay. And leave. Yeah.
Is tefillah sederach related to agoma?
Yes, very much so. Very good. We're not going to touch on that so much. Maybe I'll mention it just derech agav a little bit later, but very much so related. Yeah. Questions? Weiter? Good. So, just in terms of this machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag, how does it play out a little bit halacha l'maisa? So there is a machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham in terms of when a person is allowed to say tefillah sederach. If you look in there, if you looked in or if you didn't, either way, the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufyud Se'if Dalet through Zion is the Se'ifim that deal with tefillah sederach. So the Taz over here, let's see if I write down in my Malkum, the Taz in Sifkatan Zion, he writes, the Mechaber said, the Ramah says, the chatfila person should say the tefillah sederach, the Mechaber Paskins like the Bahag, that I'll just read inside. Omer osa achar shehexik baderech ve'in lo omra elyim kein yesh lo leilech parsa. That a person should only say tefillah sederach if the journey is going to be a parsa. Aval pachus misparsa lo yachton bebaruch. If you're traveling for less than a parsa, you don't make a tefillah sederach with a chasima of baruch at Hashem shomei tefillah. And then the Ramah says ulechatchila yomer osa beparsa rishona. That if a person's traveling, so lechatchila he should say tefillah sederach within the first parsa. So the Taz here points out, in Dibur Maskel and Sifkat and Zayin, Dibur Maskel Chatchila, Perish lo ya'akev mi lomarosa achar parsa rishona, and says the Taz, v'yachol lomarosa afilu ba'ir kodim shiyotze l'derech. That a person could make the tefillah sederech when he's still in the city, even before he left. U'mashat kosov v'yachzik baderech, that was the Mechaber said, that you can't make it until you're machzik baderech, perush, shiyah muchzak b'vadai leilech, that a person should have decided that he's going to go. Once you made the decision that you're going, I'm going today. Today I'm going. Okay, I have to pack and I have to get ready. I haven't left yet. I'm still inside. I'm in my house. Says the Taz, once you've made the decision, you're going. So then you can say tefillah sederach. And that's against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham over here says, nearly, delo yomro besoch ibura shel ir, dahainu besoch ayin ama, vishirayim mina ir, di ibura de masa kim masa. A person shouldn't say the tefillah sederach when he's still within the range of the city. K'damrina ben adarim. Yeah. The person shouldn't say it when he's still within the range of the city. And there's an earlier Magen Avraham. He says that you should only say it once you're mamish on the way. Like the Pashup Shah and the Shulchan Aruch. So we have here a machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Can I say the tefillah sederach when I'm still at home? The Taz says you can. The Magen Avraham says that you can not. So the Taz could either go like Rashi or the Bahag. I don't think it's mukhrach to say one way or the other. The Taz could say that I hold like Rashi, that the whole concept of tefillah sederach is in the tefillah rishos. And therefore you don't have to be on the way. When you say, Adarabba, you could say it even when you're home, because I'm asking Hashem Rishos to leave. Now you could say it's a shmira, and he's just saying it before he leaves. Two possibilities, but yeah, Ezra.
Would Rashi say it's better to say it at home because the whole point is to not come from say then.
Right. So maybe yeah, maybe Yochanan, according to Rashi, you have maybe you could say that it's better. That's what I think. Yeah, maybe according to Rashi that you could say it's either Abba. The earlier you say it, after you've decided to leave, it's better. Because that's the whole concept. Very good. Yeah. Fine. So that's one potential nafkamina. That if you hold like Rashi, so then the earlier you say it, the better. If you hold like the Baha'i, then the whole thing is a tefillah for sakana, so then it could be, it's only shayach to say the tefillah for sakana, it's more shayach to say it once you're entering the realm of sakana. But when you're still at home in your house, so then the Baha'i would say, like the Maggid of Ram, that it's not shayach to say tefillah sederach. Another potential nafkamina, the Mechaber Paskins and Sifhei over here, that a person only has to say the tefillah sederach once a day. He says, Ein tzarich lo morosa, elapam achas biyom. Even if, let's say, you're traveling and you stop in a city to rest during your journey, right? You're going from point A to point C, and you stop at point B in the middle in the city to rest. So then, when you continue on your way, you don't have to say a new tefillah sederach. But if a person has in mind that he's going to sleep over in that city, and then he changes his mind and he decides to continue traveling, so then that's considered to be a new journey, and then he would have to make another tefillah sederach. So, the Taz learns over here, and this is the way most posts can understand, that from the Mechaber, Ein tzarich lomar osa ela pam achas b'yom, that a person should say the tefillah sederach every single day. Every day of his journey, he says the tefillah sederach. The Bach goes so far as to compare it to Shmoneh Esrei. Just like there's a new chi of Shmoneh Esrei every day. So every day that he's traveling is a new chi of tefillah sederach. That's the way the Bach explains. The Pre-Chadash quotes Rashi, and he says that the whole tefillah sederach is something that we say in the beginning of the journey. You say tefillah sederach in the beginning, and that lasts you even if you're going to travel for a month. That's going to last you until you get to where you're going. So again, this is another potential nafkamina. If you hold, like Rashi, that the whole concept of tefillah sederach is in the tefillah sederach just to leave from your house, from your city, from where you are, so then Rashi would say, you say it once at the beginning of your journey, and then that'll cover you for the duration of the journey, no matter how long it's going to take. But if you say that tefillah sederach is a tefillah and shmir for Rishut from sakana on the travel, so then it opens up the possibility to say that you might need you don't have to say that you need one every day, but lichora, if you say it's nitilus Rishut, it's not shaykh to say it every day. That's where the pre-chadash learns from Rashi. And if you say it's a sakana, it's a tefillah for sakana, so then it opens up the possibility that you could say it every day, and that's the way the majority of the poskim paskim. Yeah, Michael.
If you're going on, like, according to the way Rashi's looking at it, if you're going on, like, a road trip type situation, maybe, like, going to seven different places, but you were stopping to be there, you would then make one at every point, right? Not...
Well, are you spending a day in each place, or is it a new day? That's a good question. I mean, do we view it as I'm going here? I know I'm going to A and then I'm going to B. So if I go to A, let's say it's all the same day. I'm first going to A today and then I'm going to B today. So do we view my ultimate destination as B, so I say one for the whole, or do we say I'm going to A, that's one, and I'm not sure. What? Yeah, I'm not sure. Fine, so those are two potential not for me. It's just Derek Agav, I when I saw this, I was wondering, let's say a person is traveling on an airplane. Let's say you leave on Monday, and then by the time you arrive to wherever you're going, it's already Tuesday. So you said tefillah sederach when you got on the plane, and then you left, and now you sleep, and there's nighttime on the plane, you sleep on the plane, you daven shacharis on the plane, and now it's a new day, and you're on the plane, you're still traveling. So would that require a new tefillah sederach in the... What? So according to Rashi, for sure not. For sure not. But according to the Bahag, and this seems to be the standard psag, not like this pre-chadash that I just mentioned. Most of the poskim seem to really align themselves much more with the shita of Bahag, which is the way the Mechaber also seems to align himself. So according to that shita, maybe you need a new bracha when you're on the airplane. Yeah, Eitan. Or a new tefillah, I should say, a new tefillah when you're on the airplane.
What's the
Dira Masa of Taz? Which Taz? The first one or the second one?
The second one...
Yeah, the Taz is Sif Katan Hei. The Rascal is El Pamachas Beyom.
Okay.
Rashi, the lashon is perish bechol yom sheholeich yom rasa. The Taz says every day that you're traveling, so you should say it. So I saw down, brought down, yeah, yeah, Ezra.
Even though you never really stop traveling, I think you know.
Yeah, so that's the question. So is this true only if like you stop traveling and then you travel again? Or is it true even if the traveling continues, like you're on an airplane, you're on a train, you're on a wagon back in the day? So that's unclear. So that's what the poskim discuss. So I think what comes out of most poskim, I saw this in the Kaf HaChayim where he talks about traveling on a boat. And the Piskei Tshuvos brings down a lot of shitas. But it seems that the proper thing to do would be to say, either to say Tefillah Sederach without a bracha, or to say the Tefillah Sederach in Shmona Esrei, in Shomei Tefillah, and then you have the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, so you're not making a new bracha on the Tefillah Sederach. But to say Tefillah Sederach itself with the bracha outside Shmona Esrei, that seems to be problematic. But it definitely sounds to me that it's appropriate to say it again on the new day. Right, so then every day you can say new Tefillah Sederach. Yeah, according to that shita. Yeah.
Also, when on a plane, should he say Tefillah Sederach on the runway or as soon as they take off?
Oh, okay, so we're going to talk about planes in a little bit. We'll come back to that question. Very good. We'll talk about planes in a little bit. Fine. What else do we have over here? So let's talk for a second now about the shita Sarambam, and now you understand why I wanted you to see the whole Gemara. The Gemara, if we just break it down into three pieces, the whole Gemara that we saw today, the Gemara first talks about Tefillah Ketzara, a whole bunch of shitas in terms of how to define Tefillah Ketzara. Then the Gemara has this discussion between Eliyahu Navi and Rav Yehuda, where he says when a person goes out to travel, he should say Tefillah Sederach, and he tells them we have the Nusach of Tefillah Sederach. And then the Gemara has the Machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshas about whether you should say it standing still or even when you're traveling. Those are the three pieces of the Gemara. So if we want to find this din of Tefillah Sederach in the Rambam, you can look very, very hard. You look on our dafim over here, there is no Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah that references us to a Rambam. But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf Hei, the Rambam has the following. Listen carefully, and tell me what bothers you from this Rambam. The Rambam says like this, Hanichnas Lekrach, a person who goes into a city, Omer, Yiratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokai, Shetachniseni Lekrach Zeh L'Shalom, Yiratzon Hashem, you should bring me into the city peacefully. And if he comes in peacefully, he should say, Omer, Modani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Sheikh Nastani b'shalom. Give hodah to Hashem that he brought you in peacefully. Ukshiyevakesh lotzeis, Omer, when a person wants to leave, you should say, Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shetotzi'eni mikrachze b'shalom. You should bring me out of this city peacefully. V'imyotza b'shalom Omer, if he left peacefully, you should say, Modani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shotzi'sani mikrachze l'shalom. Ukeshem shotzisani mikrach b'shalom, kach tolicheni l'shalom, v'tismecheni l'shalom, v'tatzideni l'shalom, v'tatzileni mikach kol oyev v'orev bader. So, how does Rambam make you feel? How's that Rambam make you feel? Do you feel like Rambam's like, how's it feel? It doesn't make me warm and fuzzy at all. It makes me upset. Rambam makes me feel upset.
What?
No, not at all. It's like that bad feeling. Why does Rambam make us upset? Somebody tell me why the Rambam makes you upset. Yeah, Matt.
Making a bracha even when you're going right next to the city?
No, that's not why it makes me upset. No. Which bracha do we make in this Rambam?
Like when you're entering the
city. Which bracha? There's no bracha in the Rambam. Yeah, so why does Rambam make me upset? Oh, so there's a Mishnah. All right, very good, Ezra. There's a Mishnah in the Nachrek, but that's not... No. You don't need to know the Mishnah to make us upset. That's not... I want a better upset. Matt was like... missing it, but you know what I mean. Almost together. I basically said it when I was responding to Matt. Why does this Rambam make me so upset?
No bracha.
Very good. If you look at our Gemara, Tefillah Sederach has a bracha. Bracha Tashem Shomei Tefillah. The Rambam quotes Tefillah Sederach. Here, basically, what sounds to us a lot like Tefillah Sederach. And he doesn't end off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Not only that, but the whole Rambam is in Lashon Yachid. And we saw in our Gemara that a person should daven Tefillah Sederach b'Lashon Rabin. So where does this Rambam come from in terms of connecting with the city? That's a sugya on Daf Samech, the Mishnah earlier in the Gemara on Daf Samech. The Gemara has this idea of davening on the way in, on the way out. But what? That's the first question. Second question on the Rambam is, if you look in there, if you don't, you just listen to me read it to you. There's another Rambam. I keep saying if you look. I should make, because I'm used to people having handouts. I usually make handouts. The Rambam in Perek Dal of Hilchos Tefila, Halacha Yotes, the Rambam says something very interesting. In Perek Dal of Hilchos Tefila, Halacha Yotes. The Rambam says, Haya mehalich b'makom sakana, b'makom gdudei chaya v'listin, person's traveling in a dangerous place, v'higiyaz mana tefila, and now it's time to daven. So what does he do? Mispal bracha achas v'hizu. He should make one bracha. Daven one bracha. This is the bracha. Tzurchei amcha Yisrael merubin v'daitan k'tzara yirotzom v'fanecha Hashem lokinu shetitin k'olecha v'necha k'dei parnasasu v'chogviya gviya dei machsora v'atov b'enecha asei bracha t'Hashem shumei tefila. That's the tefila k'tzara in the Gemara of Achirim. And says the Gemara, says the Rambam, u'mispala loso k'shuhu mehalich. V'myachol lamor omed. So the Rambam here paskins, I believe it is Rav Chista, against Rav Sheshes. The Rambam here paskins that you can daven, no, it's Rav Sheshes against Rav Chista. You can daven tefila k'tzara when you're walking, but l'chatchila, if you can stand, you should stand. Why is this Rambam make us upset? Why does this Rambam not give us that fuzzy feeling inside? Same as describing. Why am I upset by this Rambam? Yeah, Ezra. So, the Gemara says it by Tefillas HaDerech. The Gemara says it by Tefillas HaDerech. Very good. By Tefillas HaDerech, the Gemara says, should you stand still or could you keep going? So comes the Gemara, so comes the Rambam paskins for us like Achirim in terms of Tefillah Tzara, and then the Rambam brings in this Machlokas, Rav Chista, and Rav Sheshes into Tefillah Tzara. What? It's not about Tefillah Tzara. Read the Gemara. The Gemara is come right after Tefillas HaDerech. And the Gemara doesn't, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about this when it comes to Tefillas HaDerech. Eitan, say good.
I mean, Rambam could be quoting the next
the next time Rabbanan?
When comes down
to no. This is how you hold it. No, the Lashonos are the exact Lashonos of Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. Not exactly those Lashonos. Yeah, Michael?
I mean, Rashi seems to view them as the same thing, though. To look at certain terms of that, if you look at the first Rashi.
Oh, yeah, which Rashi? Which Rashi?
Which is talking about two of death, but he says, I have a lot of at Sarah, which looks like it's the same thing.
Okay, we'll have to keep that in mind. Very good. We'll have to keep that in mind. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, Matt.
Isn't it like the Kal V'chomer that Tefillas HaDerech, where you, there might be a sakana, you say the bracha, and that you're allowed to walk, keep on walking. So then, where you know you are in a sakana, then for sure you should be able to keep walking.
Again, say it again. Say it one more time.
By Tefillas HaDerech, where there might be a sakana, you're allowed to keep on walking. So by in a place where there is a sakana and there are like wild animals and robbers, then for sure you'd be allowed to make the bracha while walking.
Yeah, but so then according to you, the Rambam should put this walking business by Tefillas HaDerech, and then we should know Kal V'chomer from there to Tefillas HaDerech. The Rambam puts it by Tefillas HaDerech, and here, this, how do I know that by Tefillas HaDerech? The Rambam sounds like he just affiliates this whole machlokas only with Tefillas HaDerech. Yes, Ender?
It sounds like, I'm not sure if you, it sounds like this is Tefillas HaDerech. It's not just that he's bringing God in machlokas. He's saying, Mispalo Osa, referring to this thing with De Parnassus and all that, Mispalo Osa HaDerech. So it sounds like he said...
You're in the Rambam Hilchos Tefila?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not talking about Tefillas HaDerech. It's talking about Tefillas Tzara. This has nothing to do with Tefillas HaDerech. This whole Perek, this is Hilchos Tefila, Perek Dal, Halacha Yotes, this whole Halacha is talking about Tefillas Tzara. Yeah, that just means that you can say it while you're moving. You can say it while you're walking, but he's not talking about Tefillas HaDerech over here. That's what he said. If you're in a dangerous place, I am a halach makom sakana, makom gdudei chayev listin. The igiyas man tefila, right? It's man tefila. So what do you do? You dive in this bracha, this tefila tzara, and then he says you can tell you while you're walking. But this is not the tefila sederich that we have from our Gemara. Correct. Correct. But what tefila does the Rambam quote when he says that? The tefila tzara. Right. It's only tefila tzara. No, he's not talking about Tefillas HaDerech is a tefillah that we say when we're going out to travel. Right. Tefillah Tzara is something that we say when it's time to daven, but I'm in a dangerous place and I can't daven, I'm full Shemona Esrei, so then I daven Tefillah Tzara. So the Rambam says, when you're in a dangerous place and you can't daven a full Shemona Esrei, daven a Tefillah Tzara, and you can daven there while you're walking. Because he takes that Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista Machlokas and he puts it into Tefillah Tzara. So... this is a hard question. In terms of the first question, you know, what's the business with not saying Shomei Tefillah and with saying B'loshon Yachid, the Tefillah Sederech, and the Rambam Hilchos Brachos, So in terms of that question, the Beis Yosef basically asks it. He says, Tzarichin, when the Rambam quotes the halacha of Tfilas Aderech and Hufas Brachos and Perek Yud, halacha Chafei, Tzarichin, why the Rambam doesn't say Shomei Tfilah, and why the Rambam doesn't say it in Lashon Rabbim. So the Beis Yosef assumes that our sugya and Daf Lamed and the sugya and Daf Samech, it's like one big sugya. It's one big sugya of Tfilas Aderech, and the Rambam's quoting it over there, and Tzarichin, why doesn't mention Shomei Tfilah. Okay, the Tzlach wants to answer up one kasha, but Mamaisa, Shver. So I think the best pshat in the Rambam that I saw, which is just it's not lumdish, it's just a pshat, how the Rambam learns the Gemara, is in the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash in Simen Kuf Yud, Os Hey. The Pri Chadash, Os Dalad, I'm sorry. The Pri Chadash in Simen Kuf Yud, Os Dalad. So he asks these kashas in the Rambam. And what he says is that the Rambam, and this, it's a little bit of a shverid in the Gemara, in the first part of the Gemara, but I really don't know any other decent way to answer up the Rambam, how he's going to learn. The Pri Chadash says that the Rambam learns that the whole Gemara here is talking about Tfilah Tzar. The Rambam never heard of Tfilah Sederach over here. And this whole discussion about Eliyahu and Navi and Rav Yehuda and Tfilah Sederach, that's just another girsa of Tfilah Tzar. Right? The Gemara had a whole bunch of girsas, Rav Elazar and Rav Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Achirim, we had all these different girsos of Tfilah Tzara, and Rabbi Yehuda from Eliyahu HaNavi and this whole Tfilah Sederach business is just another girsa of Tfilah Tzara. That's all it is. And the Rambam Paskins like Achirim, not like that girsa of Tfilah Tzara. It's just a regular Tfilah Tzara. And therefore the Rambam says, since the sugi of Tfilah Tzara extends all the way up until the Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes, so then the Rambam Paskins, in the context of Tfilah Tzara, he Paskins like Rav Chista, but B'dievet even Rav Sheshes, and he does it according to his understanding of the Gemara, which is that the whole thing is talking about Tfilah Tzara. And according to Pri Chadash, the Rambam only ever heard of Tfilah Sederach on Daf Samech. These are two separate sugyas. Our whole Gemara deals with Tfilah Tzara. The Gemara in Daf Samech deals with what we colloquially refer to as Tfilah Sederach, and never the twain shall meet. And says the Pri Chadash, according to the Rambam, the concept that we know as Tfilah Sederach never had a bracha of Shomei Tfilah. It was never instituted with the bracha of Shomei Tfilah. There's a hiratan that you say when you go out to travel, and then you say without Shomei Tfilah at the end. That's where the Pri Chadash understood the Shitas Rambam. And therefore, says the Pri Chadash, halacha l'maisa, a person should never make a chasima of brachat Hashem Shomei Tfilah when he says Tfilah Sederach. Because it's a suffix brachos, because he learns that according to the Rambam, there's never such a chasima on Tfilah Sederach. The Rambam holds that it doesn't exist. And other Rishonim might learn argument that it is talking about Tfilah Sederach, and therefore they say you should make a chasima. And says the Pri Chadash, therefore you have suffix brachos, lahakel, and you should never make a brach on Tfilah Sederach. Now we don't pass in like this Pri Chadash, but in the Shitas Rambam, I think that, you know, I don't have anything better in terms of how to understand these two Rambams and the Gemara. Yeah, Simcha.
Going with that, why does the
Rambam
put Tfilah Sederach
Hufas Brachos
and not in
Tfilah?
There's no
bracha. Here, good question. I mean, even without that, why does he put it in Hufas Brachos? There's no bracha. I don't know. I'm not sure it's Kashan Pri Chadash. But my sense there has no bracha. Good, Matt.
So why isn't it in Lashon Rabbim?
Oh, so the way that Tzlach answers that's Kasha. Why is that in Lashon Rabbim according to the Rambam? It's because since the Rambam has the whole din of Tfilah Sederach in the context of somebody who's leaving a city, and he's leaving a city, and then he's davening that his trip should be good. So first you thank Hashem for taking you out of the city, and then you daven that the rest of your trip should be good. So since it's only Shaykh to thank Hashem for taking you out of the city, B'Lashon Yachid, because he only took you out of the city, so then agav that, we just continue on the rest of the bracha also B'Lashon Yachid. Yeah, Ezra.
The Gemara itself also seems to say that Tfilah Tzara, you say whether walking or ascend. So in fact, the Rambam said that also.
I know, you're saying what Eitan said before, right? By Haya Rochei V'Alachamor, that?
Before that,
Ah, you're saying, oh, okay, over here the Gemara does bring it back to that. That's true. Right. Very good. Okay. Any other questions of the Rambam? Happy or unhappy? Done. Yes, David Svi Shlita.
So the Rambam doesn't really have to deal with there. It seems like he has this field. where you thank Hashem for taking you out of the crowd when you leave, and then you also dive in that Hashem to get you to the next place peacefully. That would be what we're calling Tefillah Sederach. That would be the Rambam's version of what we're referring to. According to the Prichadosh, again, like the Beis Yosef learns that the Rambam really means that it's all one sugya, and Sarfi and why he didn't mention Shomer Tefillah, but he really. Halach Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa, applications. Bizman is that, how do we do Tefillah Sederach? Because the Mishnah Berurah paskens that, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, when should a person say Tefillah Sederach? Achar shehechzik b'derech. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Magen Avraham in this is the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Chaf Tes. But Salomar shloyom renek she'adainu b'sochayir she'darba. A person shouldn't say Tefillah Sederach when he's still in the city that he lives in. Af shemeichin atzmo latzas l'derech. Even though he's already prepared himself, he's ready to go. When he's still in the city against the Taz, he should not say Tefillah Sederach. When should he say it? When he's machzik b'derech. When he gets past the ibura shel ir. And explains the Mishnah Berurah, v'iburah shel ir, what does that mean? Dahainu shivim ama u'me'at yoser, somach la'ir, la'achar shekfar kalu kol habatim. That after you leave the edge of the city, and you're within 70 amos, or beyond 70 amos beyond 70 amos from the place where the houses of the city end, so that's when you should say tefillah sederach. And you should say it within the first parsa. So you should say it when you're 70 amos past the edge of the city where the houses of the city end, and when you're still within the first parsa, l'chatchila, that's the way the Ramah paskens, either because of... A parsa is, we'll see in a bit. We'll come back to that. We're going to talk about that also, exactly what the Shir parsa is. So that's the Mishnah Berurah paskens, and the question is, nowadays, you know, you could very well travel, maybe even from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, you could travel, and you'll never really reach a place where you have 70 consecutive amos, or a full parsa of area where there's no city, and then you know you can say it between 70 amos after the city ends and within the first parsa, because everything is so built up that when you drive by the edges of the highway, so very often you find yourself still within a parsa of cities. So what should you do in terms of Tefillah Sederach? So Reb Shlomo Zalman, they have here this Sefer Halichos Shlomo. It wasn't written by Reb Shlomo Zalman, but they bring down his Nihugim. So the Sefer says like this, Halichos Shlomo, this is on page, in the Tefillah volume on page Rishon and Gimel. He says, B'nisiya ben Yerushalayim l'b'nei Brak, lo amar Rabbeinu Tefillah Sederach. Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he would travel between Yerushalayim and B'nei Brak, he wouldn't say Tefillah Sederach. V'chein hora l'sholim. And that's the way he instructed those who would ask him that they should not say Tefillah Sederach. U'mikol makom, nirash haya kolala b'birchas shomea tefillah, b'tefillah l'fnei nesiya. There is this notion that if a person is besuffic in terms of whether he should say tefillah sederach or not, so then what you can do is in the tefillah that you daven before you go out to travel, you can include tefillah sederach in shomei tefillah, in shema koleinu, and then over there be messiah with shomei tefillah, and that way you just avoid the whole problem. And then he points out there that avak shehaisa nehanesia derech yishuvim shal aravin omar. But if he was traveling in a place where there were Arabs, like Arab villages, and it was potentially dangerous, there was a sakana, so then Reb Shlomo Zalman would say Tefillah Sederach. So he very much sounds like we saw in the Rosh and Shem Bahag, that the whole Tefillah Sederach is totally on sakana. So if, you know, it's just a regular trip, and he points out in the footnote over here, you know, there's police officers on the roads, and the roads are paved, and in general, you know, everything is normal. So then Reb Shlomo Zalman said that since technically, you don't meet the conditions of Tefillah Sederach in terms of getting a parsa beyond any city. So then Reb Shlomo Zalman says that there is no Tefillah Sederach. If you want to be Yotze Kol HaTzveikos, so you could say it in Shomei Tefillah, in the previous Tefillah before you leave, in Shema Koleinu. But it's time to say Tefillah Sederach with the Chasima of Shomei Tefillah, that's inappropriate. But, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, if it is a Makom Sakana for sure, it sounds very much like the Rosh and the Bahag, so then you could say Tefillah Sederach, even if you haven't met all the criteria. What?
Even with the
Shomei Tefillah. Even with the Shomei Tefillah. Yeah. Yeah, Eitan. Oh. So that's Reb Shlomo Zalman. This is not at all Muskom Lakol. In Rav Sternbach has a Sefer. I don't know if you guys know the Sefer at all. Rav Sternbach has Chubas Ben Hagos. So in Chelek Aleph in Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes, Rav Sternbach also discusses this Shiloh of traveling in places where there might be settlements on the side. And he writes over here that a person should be very careful to say tefilas aderech. Roy Lizar Meod Bitfilas Aderech Bifrapis Manehu Shematsu Mechoniot im Nehagim She'enam Zahirim Klav. Right, he clearly lived in Eretz Yisrael. So if you live in there's drivers all over the roads who are not at all careful when they're driving, and for sure you should say Tefilas Aderech. Rav Shlomo Zalman for some reason assumes that since the streets are paved and there's like police officers, so it's like not a dangerous thing. Which I don't know, it's hard for me to understand exactly what that means. But I guess he means that there's no chashash of chayos ros in listim like there used to be, which is how we the nusach that we had in Tefilas Aderech. The post can actually point out that you can add in, if you want, before Shavuot Tefilas Aderech, you can add in your own things. Hashem should save me from all these different things. And car accidents also. You could put that in. Or, you know, lo'aleinu, or all sorts of other accidents that can happen. V'afilu hu be'atmo zoyer, alo'i mashini lo zoyer, alo'i'os me'uruv, bisnachos imtzio, chas v'shalom afilu ariga. Right? Even if you're a careful driver, it could be that the other guy is not a careful driver. V'alchein shamati b'shem rabinu ha'chazunish, sh'ro'i haya hayom levarech tefilas aderech, afilu noseh bi'ir shasakana krova. Theoretically, the Chazunish said, we should even make tefilas aderech when you're traveling within a city. But since that's not part of the Tekanas Chachamim, so we're not able to do it. And he says here from the Stipler also that he was very makbid to say Tefilas Aderech. Shamati Shmiya Kshmagila Kvish Roshi Chutz La'ir. When a person reaches a main street outside the city, Shiyotu Minalir Acheres, that you travel in that street to a different city. Af Shalo Hirchik O Mibura Shalir. Even if you haven't yet left the end of the city, you spell Tefilas Aderech. You should still say Tefilas Aderech. Hashamati me'ed ne'eman shekein nog l'maisa maran ha-stipler. Very good. So, l'maisa, Rav Sternbach is very much in favor of Tefilas Aderech. This is also found in the Tshuvas Shevet Alevi from Rav Vosner. He also writes that a person should say Tefilas Aderech when he's traveling between cities. What about Sam's question? What's a parsa? What does it mean you're traveling a parsa? So here there's a machlokes achronim. Without getting into all the details, I didn't even go into all the details myself, but the two shittas basically are, either a parsa is a distance, meaning it's 4 kilometers, almost 4 kilometers, that's the distance of a parsa, which if a person were walking, it would take him about 72 minutes to walk 4 kilometers. That seems to be the assumption of the poskim. So either a parsa means 4 kilometers, so anytime you would travel for more than 4 kilometers, then you would have to say Tefilas Aderech. Or, since nowadays we have all these other modes of transportation where we can go much more than 4 kilometers in 72 minutes, so the shir becomes 72 minutes. That if you're traveling for 72 minutes, so then you should say Tefilas Aderech, and if not, not. Where do we find this machlokes? Before Simcha makes funny faces. The Shevet Alevi, again, Rav Vosner is the one who says that we hold by 4 kilometers, and there's others also. Rav Ovadia and Rav Ben Tzion HaBashol, in Yechavadas, Rav Ovadia says it also in Yom, where he has it, and the Rav Ben Tzion HaBashol and the Erle Tzion, they both say 72 minutes. Now, Rav Ovadia, I don't remember how the Erle Tzion says it, but when Rav Ovadia says it, he basically says it in terms of suffix brachos, meaning it's a suffix. Since there are two shittas, 72 minutes or 4 kilometers, you should only make a bracha if you're going to be traveling for 72 minutes, and that way you'll say, kol adayos. He's very scared about suffix brachos lach. Yeah,
simple. Is it your personal trip ends up taking 72 minutes with traffic, or no traffic, it would take 72 minutes? Or how do you
72 minutes with not getting 4 kilometers.
Right. Yeah, what if it's 72 minutes and you haven't traveled 4 kilometers? That's a good question. I'm not sure what would be in that case. But, yeah? Sorry?
I'm saying, like, what's 72?
72 minutes is the amount of time, of travel time, it would used to take you to get 4 kilometers. But nowadays, since you get, I mean, they could also, back then, I didn't go to Osugi, but they also used to have horses, they also used to have carriages, they also have the ways to travel more than 4 kilometers in 72 minutes. Okay, I didn't go into it. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's the way she does the way I saw them brought down, and I think that the working assumption of Rav Ovadia and Rav Tzion HaBashol when they're talking about 72 minutes is that you will be traveling for at least 4 kilometers within those 72 minutes.
No, more than 4 kilometers.
Yes.
But
so they say if you don't travel for 72 minutes, even if it's more than 4 kilometers of traveling, and they say you can calculate the there and back in terms of getting 72 minutes.
Let's say like from to Manhattan, right? You're going. So like
from where?
From there.
Yes.
From Long Island.
Okay.
From Long Island.
Yeah.
So like without traffic takes you 40 minutes. But I never have. Like,
no, if you're assuming that it's going to take you 72 minutes, regardless of how long it would take you with traffic or without traffic, if you know that right now it's the time there's going to be traffic and you're going to be in the car for more than 72 minutes, you can say Tefilas Aderech. Yeah, Michael.
Just in terms of understanding Ravaj's Shita, everyone agrees that a price is length, not time, right?
Yeah.
In terms of, right, so.
I mean,
so now the length of a price has changed?
Like a light.
So you have to understand exactly what the working is behind it. I wasn't into it enough. I don't know. I'm not sure. Fine. One more Ara, and then we'll call it a day. What about Tfilas Sederach on airplanes? So there's a very famous Rugichover. The Rugichover says, based on a Gemara on Chulin. The Gemara on Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tesvim Biz. You guys know this Rugichover? You have to know this. Nobody knows anything about it. Like, you know, like, there's this 3-day Eish? Everybody knows, like, one thing from the 3-day Eish? About the Kol Yishe Tshuva? Like, nobody knows anything else that the 3-day Eish ever said. Or I should say, even people who know nothing else about the 3-day Eish, or they think they know that tshuva, they also usually don't understand what that tshuva is saying. But anyway, they know that there is some idea of esridation and kula by kolisha. So it's the same thing with this Rugichover. This is like the Rugichover.
Like, the air is not considered
a very good. Very good. So where did you get that from? So the Gemara has over here a discussion about Shiluach HaKein. This is in Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tesvim Beis. And let's see. The Gemara says... Could review the marav. The Amar review the marav. Matza kain bayam chayav b'shiluach. If a person finds a nest in the ocean, so he's chayav to do shiluach hakein. Shneimar kol amar Hashem hanosin bayam derech. Right. The pasuk by shiluach hakein refers to doing shiluach hakein when you find the cane on the derech. So the Gemara here says that the yam, is considered to be a derech, and if you find the cane in the yam, you have to do shiluach. Elo me'ata motza cane v'shamayim. Let's say a person would find a cane in the air. What's the case over here? Oh, Baruch Hashem. There's no bold rashes here, but we found it anyway. Cane v'shamayim, Rashi points out, of nose cane ba'avir. Let's say there's a bird flying in the air and it's got like a nest on its back. So, would you have to do shiluach hakein there? Dichsiv derech nesher b'shamayim. So, hachinami d'michai v'shiluach hakein. Maybe there also you'd be chayef, because the Torah, the pasuk in Mishlei refers to the eagle flying in the air as derech nesher b'shamayim. And since there's a derech in the air, maybe you'd also have to do shiluach hakein off of the back of the bird as it's flying. The Gemara says no. Derech nesher ikri, derech stama lo ikri. That when the nesher is flying in the air, it's called derech nesher. But it's not called just derech. And you only have to do shiluach hakein when you find a nest in a place that's just referred to as derech. But if you find the nest in a place that's not just referred to as derech, it's referred to as derech of something, like derech nesher, so then there's no chiyuv of shiluach hakein. So says the Rugichover, we see the Farish over here. The Gemara says, would you have to do shiluach hakein if you find the cane in the air? No, because the air is not called the stam derech. So says the Rugichover. So when it comes to tefilas derech also, tefilas derech, this is not a derech. Avir is not a derech. That's what the Gemara says. Avir is not a derech. So if you're traveling through the avir, says the Rugichover, there would be no chiyuv of tefilas haderech, because that's not a derech. That's a famous Rugichover. Very famous. This Rugichover is quoted in a number of different places. I saw it brought in the Chalkas Yaakov, Chuvas Chalkas Yaakov, where is it over here? In Chilik Beis, Simon Tess. In Chalkas Yaakov, Orachaim Simon Nundalad, the Chalkas Yaakov Paskins, that we shouldn't make a tefilas haderech for traveling in a plane because of this Rugichover, because of the svar of the Rugichover. I don't remember if he quotes the Rugichover or not. Rav Nevinsol in the Ha'aros in the Mishnah Berura quotes the Rugichover, and he says, but Admor, I assume that refers to Psalm Zaman did not hold like that. He held that you should make a tefilas haderech in the airplane. There's a whole slew of poskim that I saw who assume that you should make a tefilas haderech in the airplane. Rav Avadia and the Mishnah Lachos from Nasha Klein, Shlita, and Rav Vosner, and a whole bunch of other poskim assume that we do make a tefilas haderech on the plane. I saw one of the poskim point out that the best time to make the tefilas haderech on the plane is when you're on the runway before like you're getting ready, you're taking off, but you haven't yet come up from the ground, because since l'chad chilo we should make the tefilas haderech within the first parsa, Yotzei Shitas Rashi or the Ritva or whatever it happens to be, the Ramah quotes it from Rashi. So since planes travel so quickly, they're so fast, that you'll be beyond the first parsa in a second. Rashi and Mordechai, etc., say that you can't say it beyond the first parsa. So you should say it when you're still in the ground. And that way you make sure that you get the tefillah sederach, sorry, even according to those shittas. I heard one time somebody else say, I don't know if this has any basis, but they say you should say it on the ground even for the ragah chaver. Because since you're traveling already and you're still on the ground, maybe the ragah chaver would also say, I'm not sure that that's true or not. Yeah, Ezra.
Is there any field on the planes traveling over water
No, I don't think so. No, I saw. I think Postman Dafka say that there's no filik. There's no filik where it's trapped. So anyway, Lamaisa, that's what we have. Just to summarize very quickly in a minute, we had a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag in terms of how to read the Gemara and when we say Tefillah Sederach. Rashi says Tefillah Sederach is within the first parsa. After that, you missed it. We understood that Rashi holds that Tefillah Sederach is until it's supposed to leave. We explained from the Tzlach that the response is how well you know how to say it. The Baha'i holds it, no, that Tefillah Sederach within the first ad parsa means that if the journey is going to take up to a parsa, beyond the parsa, so then you have Tefillah Sederach, otherwise not. We gave a couple possibilities in the Ritva in terms of whether he holds there's two dinim or it's just one long din of Shmira from Sakana, which is how we understood the Baha'i based on the Rosh. We gave a couple of Nafkaminas, Machlokas, Taz, and Magen Avraham in terms of whether you can say it when you're still in the city, once you've decided to leave, or you have to wait till you're actually traveling. And whether you say it every day or you only say it at the beginning of the journey, even if the journey is going to take a couple of days. We saw the Shita Sarambam, without going into the Pratim now, in terms of how the Rambam learns the Gemara and how the Rambam understands Tefillah Ktar and Tefillah Sederach. And then we had Halacha L'Maisa regarding traveling from city to city. We saw Shlomo Zalman and his Eitzah to say it, Tefillah Sederach in Shema Kaleinu and the Tefillah before you travel. We discussed airplanes and this year, Parsa Shabbat. Thank you.